And while these pretty damsels were vying with one another to attract his attention, he seemed to be chiefly absorbed in polishing the buckle of his sword belt with his doeskin glove. From time to time, the old lady addressed him in a very low tone, and he replied as well as he was able with a sort of awkward and constrained politeness. From the smiles and significant gestures of Dame Aloise, from the glances which she threw towards her daughter Fleur-de-Lis as she spoke low to the captain, it was easy to see that there was here a question of some betrothal concluded, some marriage near at hand, no doubt, between the young man and Fleur-de-Lis. From the embarrassed coldness of the officer, it was easy to see that on his side, at least, love had no longer any part in the matter. His whole air was expressive of constraint and weariness, which our lieutenants of the garrison would today translate admirably as, "What a beastly bore." The poor dame, very much infatuated with her daughter like any other silly mother, did not perceive the officer's lack of enthusiasm, and strove in low tones to call his attention to the infinite grace with which Fleur-de-Lis used her needle or wound her skein. "Come, little cousin," she said to him, plucking him up by the sleeve in order to speak in his ear. "Look at her, do. See her stoop." "Yes, truly," replied the young man, and fell back into his glacial and absent-minded silence. A moment later he was obliged to bend down again.